Concerted Action in Massachusetts brings a valuable education program back from the brink.
When the House and Senate overrides as substantially as they have, it now becomes law.
From the National Business Aviation Association, this is Flight Plan. I'm Pete Combs with your trusted source for business aviation news. On the surface, it seemed like a no-brainer, a plan to spend Massachusetts state funds to start up an A&P program at Cape Cod Community College.
The course is actually going to be a certified FAA aircraft and power plant program, basically where they will teach men and women, boys and girls who want to enter the profession of aviation mechanics the opportunity to go learn from an accredited program and then get out and become part of the workforce.
Dave Dineen, executive director at the Massachusetts Airport Management Association, says the program was almost universally perceived as win-win, except in the governor's office. The $1.9 million program was vetoed by Massachusetts Chief Executive Deval Patrick. State Senator Don Humison is leader of the General Aviation Caucus in the state legislature.
Here comes this great proposal to start up this program at Cape Cod Community College down in an area where it could really benefit our Commonwealth, really benefit the state. And he vetoes it. So we were all surprised.
Dineen and Humison helped put together an education effort aimed at getting the legislature to override Governor Patrick's veto of the $1.9 million proposal. It worked remarkably well. Dineen and other aviation advocates illustrated the value of an A&P program at CCCC.
Once I learned about what was going on and the goals and seeing the benefits, which to me, as soon as it was explained, I understood, we've got a very dedicated outreach program that we use with social media, with marketing strategies that we use to reach 700 people, businesses, people involved in aviation around Massachusetts and around New England. When something big happens, we have the ability to get this information out through, like I said, through Facebook, through social media, constant contact, through Twitter. We provided the information. We also advised them to contact their legislators and the leaders of various joint committees at the State House to reach out and tell them the importance of this project, this new program that was being created.
The effort paid off. Perhaps more so than anyone could have hoped. Humison says both houses overrode the governor's veto unanimously.
When the House and Senate override as substantially as they have, it now becomes law. So the money will be available, the program will be able to start, and boy, I'm looking forward to going down and take a look at it myself.
Humison credits aviation advocacy organizations like MAMA and members of the legislature who've joined the 7-year-old General Aviation Caucus, saying its work promoting GA is good for Massachusetts and good for the nation.
NBAA is now partners with Virtual Flight Surgeons and offering members an exclusive 10% discount on the complete aeromedical services program, with access to comprehensive aeromedical advice and FAA medical certification assistance. This program saves you time and money and protects your career. Check it out on the website at nbaa.org/medical or call 1-866-AERO-MED.
NBAA's member directory is the most comprehensive source of business aviation resources in the industry, giving you access to thousands of professionals on a global scale. It's where NBAA buyers go to find products, services, and vendors and suppliers they need to help their operation and business. You can even promote your company with a free listing in the products and services section to reach truly qualified buyers. Visit www.nbaa.org/directory.
Welcome back to NBAA's Flight Plan. I'm Pete Combs. It is an ever-changing environment. Frequent information updates are warranted. That's the message from NBAA Vice President for Regulatory and International Affairs, Doug Carr, on flying to Israel. For much more information, check both the NBAA website and the Israeli Civil Aviation Authority website. If you're a single pilot operator who uses general aviation to stretch your business's reach and versatility, well, there's a great article for you in the current issue of Business Aviation Insider. It's called Making the Case for the Go, No-Go Decision. Members can read it for free on the NBAA website and in the hard copy edition available now. And that's the latest from the National Business Aviation Association. Remember, you can subscribe to all Flight Plan podcasts at Apple's iTunes website or download them from nbaa.org. I'm Pete Combs. Thanks for listening to Flight Plan.